state track in the books, Coach. Gosh, your kids really did well for 2 days, but the competition was fierce. You finished well. Your relays did well. Will, in his open events, did well. You really got to be proud of the way your kids came out and really competed for 2 days.
Yeah, you know, our kids, you know, went down there and they wanted to bring back some medals, and they competed hard. And, you know, we set some PRs down there, wanted to bring back some more medals, but, you know, we finished the meet really well. But I think some of those younger kids are definitely going to be motivated for next year, not getting some medals in some individual events.
Saw a post where you broke school records in both girls and boys in that mile relay, and the girls finished well second, and the boys ran well in a very, very tough heat as well.
Yeah, you know, that was great to see. You know, you'd like to finish the year and the meet strong, and, you know, girls started off with that 1600 relay, and they were luckily in the fast heat and able to come away with a new school record. 408.22. The old one was 408.8. I think that was from 1989. I don't have that in front of me, but ran great. And, you know, that was a goal of theirs all season to break that record. And great time to do it at the state meet. And boys, you know, they're in slow heat and able to run a PR and a school record time as well. And, you know, put themselves in a good position to earn a medal, and came away with a fourth place. So that was great. Great run by those guys as well. And you know, just great to end the meet on the podium with those two relays.
Will finishes off a pretty good track and field career. Of course, I know last year was an injury where injuries just got the best of him. But the year before, sophomore year, but his senior year, wow, he finished conference, district, state, really finished up well, didn't he?
Yeah, you know, he had a great you know, last month of track season. You know, starting with conference, you know, three golds and one silver medal at conference, and going down to state and getting four medals down there. I know he was a little disappointed in his 100, 200 times, but, you know, placing top five, top four in those two events is a really big accomplishment. I know he thought he could run better, and he just wasn't feeling it that day in the sprints, but those days happen. But, you know, heck of a career for him. You know, two-time state champion in the 400, and ran a heck of a split, I think 48.76 something in that last relay. So ended his career on a really high note. You know, did all he could. So really great track and field career for the Warriors.
You had some other kids, you know, Alex Diaz and his in the jumps, and the, some of the girls with Hurdler, and of course with Desi as well down there, and maybe didn't place, but boy, they competed well, got themselves to a state meet, and that's important as well.
Yeah, you know, some of those girls, you know, first state meet, you know, as an individual and individual events, so get some experience down there. You know, Desi ran a PR in the 400. Unfortunately for her, there's about four girls who PR'd by a second or just about a second, and kind of jumped in front of her for a medal. And Ruby in the 200 didn't have her best race there in the rain. And then Sutton took a hard fall in those hurdles and, you know, got back up and finished, but then ran a heck of a relay leg. So, you know, those girls will be looking to come back as well and looking to medal next year in those individual events. And Alex Diaz had a great season as well. You know, he had a couple gold medals in some individual meets and ran that relay really well. And then Trenton Roscoe finishes his career. You know, he was a three-event qualifier as a junior, you know, had the knee injury in football, and, you know, battled his way back to be able to qualify in the 110s, you know, 5 months after complete knee surgery. So, heck of an accomplishment by him. You know, Cade Fisher went down in the 110 hurdles, got clipped by the guy in lane four. You know, unfortunately, the officials didn't see the contact there, but, you know, that happens. And, you know, it's just unfortunate for him. I think he could have been a top five medalist in those 110s. You know, kids just, and then Tatum Roskopf in the pole vault, you know, she had a great district meet, setting the school record at 9.2, and didn't jump, didn't vault the way she wanted to at state, but, you know, just more great experience for her as a freshman, getting down there and vaulting in front of everybody. She's only going to get better.
Going back to those 110 high hurdles, how in the world did they miss that? I watched the video after that, and it's like, how do you miss that? Were you kind of saying the same thing? How do you miss that?
Yeah. You know, it's very frustrating. Go down the NSA tent. You know, they can't look at video. You know, NFHS doesn't allow them to look at video, and our state NSA policy doesn't allow them to look at video. You know, there's two guys on every set of hurdles. You know, that's something they should be watching for. You know, when you have especially kids go down like that, you know, contact between lanes should be something we're really looking for. And unfortunately, you know, they didn't see it. You know, it happens, I guess. And, you know, feel bad for Cade, but, I mean, it's a life lesson. Not everything's going to go your way, I guess. It's kind of what we're going to preach from that little experience. But, yeah, an unfortunate deal.
Boy, the conference did well, Coach. I mean, your kids included, and RPEC represented well. It was a battle all year long and a lot of meets with these teams. But and your conference meetup at Sutherland proved that, and your district at Bertrand proved that, and Novi State, they just came out and really proved that, hey, you know what? Class D, there's no better conference in track and field.
Yeah, for sure. You know, both the state champs came out of our conference, and then you had out of the 34 individual, or, you know, the champions, individual event champions, you know, 17 of the 34 were from the RPAC in Class D, and then throw in Class C, you had another one with the Alma long jumper. Mm-hmm. So, you know, 18 champions from the RPAC. That's a lot of championships there. So, you know, our conference, you know, kind of really helped us out all year long, you know, getting us ready for state meet. You know, we're seeing, you know, top level competition every week, and that really helped us out.
Well, Coach, your boys are going to be young, but boy, your girls are going to be, should be great next year. They're going to be 1 year older, stronger. I don't know how, if you bring any eighth graders into the mix as freshmen next year, but boy, this girls team, you know, could be, should be in the likes of competing with the Dundees and other teams like that at some of these meets with all the girls they have coming back next year.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, our numbers aren't huge on the girls' side, but you know, our relays are going to be really strong, and you know, Desi, Sutton, Sawyer, Ruby, Grace, you know, they're going to have a year more experience running and hopefully get a little faster, and then Tatum in the pole vault. So, and then we, you know, Emma Strand's coming back. She'll be our lone senior. So, you know, we have some girls. You know, our numbers aren't huge, but you know, hopefully those girls, it'd be nice to be able to compete with Dundee, but you know, they're really far up there with their sprint speed and their throwing. And you know, we got Claire Hilker coming back in the throws, and she can improve. You know, she'll be right up there. So, you know, that'd be great if we could compete with Dundee, but right now they just seem kind of untouchable. You saw that at state. So, you know, they're setting state meet records and state records, and you know, hopefully we can become that.
Finally, you're getting ready for a little football coming up here pretty soon. I know you're excited about that.
Yeah, I had our youth camp the last couple of days. Had around 20 elementary kids at that, and junior, senior boys helped out with that, coaching them. And it's always a great time getting those kids on the field and having them run through some drills. So, yep, football, always gearing up for football, and got a you know, all-star game next weekend, June 7th in Scotts Bluff, taking five Arapahoe kids out there to compete. So that'll be Eli Schaefer, Jason Smith, Will Casey, Grayson Kohler, and Alex Diaz. So that'll be a heck of a time, heck of a week.
Yep, no question about it. Coach Strand's got things going out with you, so no, you guys have a ball out there.
Yeah, it's always a good time. They treat us well out there. It's a first class all-star game, and you know, it's right up there with, you know, with all the other ones. So it's a great event.